Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Sustainable Investing Perspectives podcast on the UBS Conversations podcast channel. Joining us for today's conversation, glad to welcome back from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Amantya Mukhadini, Sustainable and Impact Investing Strategist for the Americas, as well as Amy O'Brien of Nuveen. Amy serves as the Global Head of Responsible Investing for the firm. So first off, Amy, Amantya, it's great to be with you both, and thank you for spending some time today with our listeners and our clients. Welcome back to the Sustainable Investing Perspectives podcast.
Thank you for having us back, Dan.
Yeah, looking forward to the conversation, Dan. Thank you.
Absolutely. So up front for our listeners, I do want to point out that our conversation today will tie right into the latest edition of the monthly Sustainable Investing Perspectives publication, which can now be located up on ubs.com/CIO. Among the topics featured within the publication this month, the Chief Investment Office does discuss the 2024 proxy season, which we'll be focusing on for today's podcast. So with that, let's dive right in. Amantya, what kind of trends have you been picking up on this year?
Thanks, Dan, and glad to kick us off here. Although, Amy, I'm very curious to also hear your thoughts in a minute as well. So we watched the proposals that are being filed this year, and just as a brief reminder here, a refresher for our audience, the proxy season is really the time of the year where companies that are publicly listed host their annual shareholder meetings, and shareholders have an opportunity to exercise their right to vote on a variety of proposals that are either submitted by company management or by other shareholders. As every year, we watch carefully the environmental and socially focused proposals because they are one way to think about what the broader market, broadly investors, kind of what they're paying attention to and what they're demanding of companies to change in a way that comes all the way down to a vote in this way. Now, this year, according to data from the nonprofit As You Sow and its report, The Proxy Preview, we're seeing that so far about 500, a little over 500 resolutions have been filed on sustainability topics with companies. And this number is roughly comparable with last year, just a little bit down, but the season is far from over. In fact, we're just entering the high intensity level. We'd note two things of note. Firstly, we're seeing AI permeate just about everything in our conversations, including maybe a trend of resolutions tied to AI ethics and integrity towards tech companies. Maybe we'll touch on that later. As well as one issue which made the news throughout this year has been a lawsuit shareholders and one particular company have been engaging in. So more specifically here, ExxonMobil, which I think listeners are familiar, is the largest U.S. energy company, filed a lawsuit against two relatively small shareholders who filed a resolution requiring Exxon to disclose its Scope 3 carbon emissions. What was interesting here is that the resolution itself was pulled back from the shareholders, but the lawsuit will continue to go ahead. And part of why we're watching this is as a signal here on what will happen with U.S. regulation moving forward around how shareholders will be able to engage with companies on these types of issues. So it's really not about Exxon. It's not about the Scope 3 emissions in particular, but the results could impact how we see future proxy seasons shape up in coming years. And with that, maybe I'll kind of stop here. I'm curious, Amy, what other trends other than this big headline-grabbing issue you've been watching?
Well, thanks, Amantya. It is another memorable season winding down. And, just for the sake of the listeners here, the proxy ballot has historically been a place to identify or develop the business case for emerging ESG topics. In fact, I spent 5 years of an earlier part of my career working on some of the earliest climate risk proposals. And the breadth of topics was certainly not as wide ranging as I mean, another thing to point out is, not all proposals are the same in terms of content or target company applicability. So even with a subtopic such as climate, there's a great deal of variability underneath the subtopics. Right now, the current rules for inclusion on the proxy ballot in the U.S. are more permissive than they have been in the past. So I think that's one reason from a regulatory standpoint why we have the situation now. But we do believe at Newing that it's important to get under the headlines and apply case by case versus sort of a blanket approach. But perhaps because of the headlines, one trend we're seeing from clients and large asset owners is that, client awareness and expectations for stewardship, which includes proxy voting, are changing rapidly. So we're looking at a situation where there needs to be a lot more transparency about the overall stewardship program, specific vote rationale for every single environmental, social, or governance shareholder proposal that's being filed, and even the rationale for director votes. So, I think the last trend that we're seeing is some sort of almost cross-asset class interest, meaning some of these topics on voting and manager voting records are coming up when we're discussing clients, say a fixed income or real estate or even real asset mandate. So it's very interesting to see how voting is becoming a firm-wide, responsible investment or sustainable finance commitment. The last thing I'll say is, in terms of the headlines, you've already mentioned, the emerging trends, the really important one of artificial intelligence. And it's clear that, AI is going to become, more of a horizontal topic for investors. So, bridging to things like climate or social issues. So I think that's an important trend to watch. We're also seeing, other proxy issues such as, stock market volatility and wage growth. So two factors, right, you might not think when it comes to the proxy, but there are many companies in certain industries who aren't used to providing equity as part of their comp package outside of, say, tech, but feeling quite pressured to sort that out. So while the headlines have been a lot about some environmental and shareholder rights issues, there's a lot going on, with these other topics as well.
Sounds like there is a wide range of trends to be mindful of. I'm curious, Amantia, thinking back to 2023, any notable comparisons or contrasts to what we've seen here in 2024?
Yeah, and I certainly there are some, and I would reemphasize Amy's point here that with the changing of rules around proxy voting, in some ways the comparison, the stable point here between 2023 and 24 is this broadening of the number of resolutions that are coming to listed companies, especially in the U.S., because of this rule change. And so in some ways, this denominator increasing is a stable trend that is likely to remain resilient even in coming years. What that also will mean, and we're kind of moving a little bit into expectations here already, is that the total number of resolutions that will end up becoming kind of approved by shareholders as a percent of the total proposals will likely look along the similar lines as to 2023 or maybe even 2022. So a relatively kind of low number because of this broader kind of set of proposals that are being filed. I'd say other things that seem similar, like broadly similar lines of resolutions focused on environmental issues. And so that still continues to be focused on asking companies for more transparency around their carbon emissions or their energy transition type programs, which is in some ways also speaking to where the market is broadly. We still are demanding more transparency, more planning, and it's not so much about more explicit action yet. That, of course, comes after transparency, hopefully. On the social side, I would just add to what Amy mentioned, that there continues to be a focus on issues related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as to corporate political engagement. So more resolutions asking companies to be transparent about how they're engaging on a variety of issues with legislators, which is another interesting trend that we'll have to keep watching here. And of course, artificial intelligence, couldn't agree more. It will become both a vertical issue within tech as well as horizontal across companies, as we as investors will need to understand what are the policies in place that are making sure that companies will benefit from this tailwind and the productivity, hopefully, that comes, but without creating risks, which legislators will then have to come and down the line to correct, which would be, you know, the costlier way of managing this transition to AI, if we call it that way. did we miss anything, Amy? Just curious if we've covered all of the ideas, or if there's any other changes or contrasts to 2023 that your team has noted.
Yeah, Monte, that was a great summary. I mean, I had just a couple things to add. I mean, Dan, to your point, the scrutiny and eyes on voting has never been greater. You know, that really is, I think, driven a lot in terms of a regulatory lens, clients interested, civil society, and other sort of, you know, intermediaries who often analyze these the votes and make conclusions, you know, about responsible investing or sustainable finance commitments. So I think just one big change is this focus on it. Amati, I couldn't agree more that for all the topics, it's no longer just about increasing transparency around a topic, but it's really going into, you know, accountability and impact at the company level. So we see that shift, you know, just beyond reporting, if you will, requests of companies and getting much more specific. But, you know, I think you're going to just continue to see this sort of tension, if you will, between the business case for a company taking action, you know, that's relevant to how a company manages risks on that issue or is identifying opportunities versus proposals that are brought to the ballot, you know, with much larger issues where, you know, I think private companies, you know, public companies can't be the only actors involved in creating a solution around a certain sustainability topic. So the last thing is just this focus on, you know, asset owner awareness and really this increasing demand about the rationale and the connection to that broader firm level commitment on stewardship.
So as we begin to close out, Amantia, what are your overall expectations as far as what will come from this year's proxy season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll have to keep watching how some of these interesting resolutions on the ballots will shape up. As I said, we expect likely similar levels of kind of shareholders agreeing with what's already been pulled forward to the ballots. And this is a good moment also for kind of a final reminder here for our listeners that while proxy voting sort of at the annual meetings is the most direct way for investors to have their voices heard and influence company kind of business strategy, really our perspective is that stewardship, or another word for it, engagement, is really important, especially when it happens as a collaborative process with companies. And so sometimes when a sustainability proposal ends up on the ballot without company kind of management backing, it may also signify that there hasn't been a process of engagement and mutual understanding. Sometimes when proxy votes are pulled from the ballot, it could mean that there was an agreement between the investor representation and company management to actually make a change in the company, and that we see as positive impact. So we'll be keeping an eye on this. We'll be further publishing during the summer and into the fall on the season, and so we'll see what has changed, what if anything remains the same, but always with this reminder that engagement focused strategies are a great way to drive impact even before we get to the voting area. Just curious, and you know, on that, I think, Amy, you said some of the similar kind of comments at the beginning, so just curious what your perspective is to wrap us up here.
Yeah, Amantia, I just wanted to really reinforce what you said about when a proposal is withdrawn from a company, that is often, you know, a victory. And so, you know, that's just an indicator that I think the listeners here should be paying attention to. But yeah, I've hinted at this a little bit. I think this season, we are beginning to see, you know, a shift, sort of the end of the sort of single issue ESG topic. I mean, we will still see standalone topics, but, you know, in terms of, you know, siloed approach of topics, I think we're going to see more focus towards blending or overlapping on ESG versus a focus on, you know, these distinct standalone topics. So where we're heading, I think it's going to be more about the governance of ENS, you know, the interconnectedness rather than ESG as silos, which is sort of where we did come from as an industry. But my last point is, I, you know, my colleague on the stewardship team, as part of the responsible investing team, has made the point that ENS topics may soon no longer stand for environmental and social, but instead execution and strategy. Because the only way to really see impact realized will be for companies to have a holistic vision and commitment. So really this, you know, ENS with a strong G foundation going forward.
Well, Amy and Amantia, thank you both for dropping by the SI Perspectives podcast to share with our listeners, our clients, some highlights, takeaways from the 2024 proxy season. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.